helpful diagrams in counseling. Let me go ahead and say this also. It won't hurt my feelings. You can just get up and walk right out right now. If you were here, you've ever heard me do this before, it is not new. So I've had several people say, do you have some different diagrams? I'm not that good. These are my only diagrams. I've had no new diagram that's come to my mind since I've done this before. So if you've heard it before, unless you just thought you didn't really get it and you want to hear it again, it will not hurt my feelings. You can boogie to another workshop and hear something new. Handout. I've been doing biblical counseling for almost 20 years now. I'm not a great artist, but I love to communicate. I love to try to communicate God's truth to people. And so my training was in Bible teaching, much more than it was in preaching. I thought I was going to be a high school Bible teacher. That kind of dates me. That's when Bible was actually in the schools. So I interviewed for a job in Florida. There was Tennessee still had Bible in the schools. Mississippi still had Bible in the schools. So I've always been wired and geared more towards how can we show this? How can we demonstrate this? How can we illustrate this? And I have the opportunity as a counselor, and I think so would you, more so than in preaching. You can do that. And I think you should. Doesn't mean you spend hours trying to come up with some really amazing drawing, but simple drawings in conjunction with the word that you're saying, I think really helps. If people can see it as you say it, it can really make an impact. Now, I'll be honest, most of these diagrams are not original with me, and I can't remember. I'll take things, and I'll work with them and change them a little bit. I got stuff largely from conferences just like this. Some of it probably came from these conferences. I've been coming here for 13 years. I've been coming to Lafayette to this conference and many other conferences. So if I know where I got it, I tried to give credit. If you're the one that thought of it and I didn't say so, just raise your hand and say, that's mine. I'm the one that first thought of that. And we will all give you a round of applause. But I tried to say it. I'm like Spurgeon. I loved it when I read a quote by Spurgeon one time. He would actually, I don't know if this is true or just urban legend, but I read that on Saturday night, he would lie on the couch in his study and have his wife read from, she would spread out commentaries on a countertop that he had all the way around the room, different commentaries on the passage he was going to preach on. And he would lie there with his eyes closed and she would read from different commentaries. I don't know about that, but my wife's not going to do that. I don't think so. Don't even think about asking your wife to do that. But he said this, I milk a lot of cows, but I churn my own butter. And in biblical counseling, I think it's that way. You know, you hear this and you hear that and you read this and you read that, and then you put it all together and make it what you want to do and who you are and how God is leading you. Milk a lot of cows, but churn your own butter. Let me show you the first diagram that I use always. Always, always, always. It doesn't matter what I'm doing, who it is, if it's an individual, if it's a couple. I just started a brand new case two Wednesday nights ago, and I did this right here. So I'll start gathering data. I'll be working through their PDI, and then I try to save 15, 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes for the end to do this right here. And I'll say, I'm so glad that you're here tonight. The more I've listened to you, the more we've talked, as I've read your paperwork, I'm convinced that God's word has answers for the very stuff that you're dealing with. So I'm excited about our time together. I'm excited about working with you for these weeks. But I want to make sure that we have the same goal. Because in our day, when you say small group, people are thinking 19 different things. When you say counseling, people are thinking all kinds of different things, including Christians. So I said, I want to make sure we have the same goal. What I want you to know what my goal is, and I want it to become your goal, because if you're thinking one thing and I'm thinking something different, you're going to be very frustrated with me. So I'll write on the board, write goal. And I'll draw two people, a man and a woman. Typically, I've got marriages, probably 80, 85. Now, if it's a homosexual situation, I do two male stick figures. No, I just haven't had that yet. But if it was the case, I would. So far, it always looks like that. Say, all right, you two have got a problem. And I say, it's been bad. And if it's been bad for a long time, and almost always it is, so this situation I've got now, it's been bad their whole marriage. If you're not careful, throughout the years, you've begun to look at each other. You're watching each other so critically and so closely. So I'll do some arrows. You're watching her like a hawk. And you're so aware of everything she's doing you don't like. And what you think she ought to change. And what you wish was different. And ma'am, you're doing the same thing to him. So I say, you're both watching each other, looking at each other, scrutinizing each other. And you've got a list. Maybe not written out, but you are so aware of. I'll say to them right now tonight, if I was to say to you, Sally, tell me what you wish was different about George. she would have no problem. She'd just almost come out of her seat, just like she can't even get the words out fast enough, just like. But if I was to say, how have you been sinning in this marriage? Because each of them have been thinking so much about what the other is doing wrong. That's where their focus is. That's where your eyes have been fixed on, that other person and what they're doing wrong. And I'll say, most people don't have a list. I used to be able to say, and I've never met anybody that has a list written out. But I can't say that anymore. Because I met someone that did. It was a Sunday morning. I was preaching. When I just had finished preaching, and I came down off the platform, and I landed right there. And it was like this woman, I didn't even see her coming. She didn't even use a blinker or anything. Just like, boom, she was right there. She had a scarf on that was blowing in the wind. She arrived so quickly, it was just like, and she's one of these, like, stand too close to you people that doesn't understand the rule. Like, what is the space you leave between? So it's like the communion table's right there. It's like, she comes forward, I back up. She comes forward, I back up. She wanted to be right here. And she's talking to me. I've never seen her before in my life. And she's got a scroll in her hand. She's got this thing rolled up with a little red ribbon tied around it. And she's waving it like this while she talks. And she says to me, she says, this right here is everything that is wrong with my husband. And you need to read it. I was like, well, are you in counseling? Yeah, we're in counseling. Who's counseling you? She names the name. I'm like, okay, all right, great, ma'am. Wonderful, thanks. I'll see that he gets this. And so I go from the sanctuary back to my office to get my stuff to go home. And I had to cut through the conference room. And this pastor was having a mission team meeting there. And so I went over to him and I said, do you know so-and-so? I named the lady's name. He's like, oh, yeah. I said, this is from her. This is everything that's wrong with her husband. And I told her I'd see that you got this. Very, very helpful. Oh, thank you. We've been waiting for that. That's going to change everything. You know, what that did is that said more about her than whatever's on that list. I don't even have to read that list. I didn't. I don't want to read it. It said a whole lot to me about her. And so I'll say, you've probably got a list, even if you hadn't written it down, of everything that you think is wrong with your spouse. But I want you to shift your focus from looking at what they're doing wrong and thinking about what they're doing wrong to pleasing God. Pleasing God. The goal in this counseling is not to get Bob to become the kind of husband you want Bob to be. And as soon as you give me the list and I work with Bob, you'll be happy. The goal is not for me to get Sue to become the kind of husband that Bob wants her to be. That's not my goal. I'll say that's not my goal. My goal is to help you both please God. Now, along the way, sure. If you begin to please God and you begin to become the kind of man God calls you to be, Sue, you're going to like a lot of the changes. But everything that's on your list might not be on God's list. So it's not going to look just like you would script it, but as Bob begins to please God, I think you're going to like the new Bob. And Sue, as you begin to please, make your goal pleasing God, Bob, it may not be everything on your list, but I think you're going to like the new Sue. Trust me, if you both would just set aside what you think needs to happen, and it's like they want to email you, they want to tell you all this, they want to make sure you know what they think about it all. And I said, don't do that, don't. I want you both to make your goal, if you would, in these weeks with me, set aside. I know it's going to be hard. Because there's this thinking of, if I don't tell him or her what needs to be changed, I'm not sure it'll happen. Set that aside and shift your focus to, God, show me what you want to see about me. So I'll erase the little marks that I have on those two pieces of paper. I'll say, I want you to keep your list. I want you to keep your list. But I want it to be a new list. And I'll use a different color. So I have multiple color markers. And this is a key. Lives cannot be changed with just one color. Multiple colors. I keep red, green, blue, black. All right? And that's red right there. You want to use red. I'm just kidding. So I say, I want you to keep your list, but I want you to now begin to think about God. What are you showing me about me in our time together, in these weeks? I want your focus to be, God, what would you want me to see about me? And I just draw a little arrow around to the heart. Show me, reveal to me what I'm not seeing about me. What is it that I'm missing? They think that they're so accurately seeing the other person. Man, I'm seeing exactly what's going on there. But Scripture tells us we all wear blinders regarding ourselves. I want you to begin to ask God, help me to see me in this situation. What is it that I'm not sing. And trust me, along with the Holy Spirit, to speak into your spouse's life. I want you to stop. Now,